Good Tuesday morning, everybody. This is First Warren Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Penovich again. Stayed up late last night watching the storms, and they kind of behaved exactly as I thought. Most of them fell apart. We had a couple pretty strong storms move through the mountains. There was still quite a bit of wind energy with them, so we did have a warning for Burke, Caldwell, and Alexander County early this morning, about 4 a.m., but those storms really did not produce much damage. The only damage report I could find was towards Waynesville, southwest of Asheville. There was some wind damage. That was a pretty strong storm, but otherwise, just kind of cloudy, breezy, with a few showers this morning. But we've got this upper low, which is back to the west. That's got to move over us. And what that is a cold pocket of air aloft. So the mountains could see, believe it or not, a little bit of snow later today and tonight. We're talking way at the top of the mountains, though, maybe above 4,500 feet to 5,000 feet. It's going to be wet snow melting on contact. Now, for the Piedmont, that cold air aloft means any sun that comes out today will heat the ground out, create some instability. We could see a couple pop-up thunderstorms, nothing too big, but there's still about a 40% chance that's going to happen. High temperatures will probably struggle to even get to about 70. Tonight, skies will clear. The winds will switch around to the northwest, and it's going to be chilly. We're going to drop down to about 40, 41 degrees, and really looks like a pretty comfortable week with highs near 70, morning lows in the 40s, but we've got another pretty strong storm coming late this week, something we're going to have to keep an eye on. It does have some severe weather potential, a lot more than what we saw last night. Of course, this just continues our active start to April. Hope you're having a great Tuesday, and remember to tune in today at 4, 5, 5:30, 6, and 11. We'll have the latest on that potential storm, and we'll keep an eye on the radar for you as we go through the afternoon.